Okay, that's the buzzer, getting ready for game two. Had a difficult time getting on the air, but hopefully we are now. Maybe my wife will listen and know that we're in the broadcast, and we're going to walk up this direction. Just a little bit of space here. So we're going to walk up this direction. Up in the balcony, athletic director Corey Stevens, very kind, generous with his time, helped us get on the air. And then we're going to mention the starting lineup for this ball game. It's going to be Charlestown Lady Pirates. Lady Pirates are going to start like this. Wearing number one, Madeline Warnick. She's a freshman. Wearing number three, Natalie Gagnon. She's a sophomore. Wearing number four, Maddie Nipper. She's a senior. Wearing number 35, Kendra Higdon. She's a freshman. And wearing number 42, Chesty Jackson, she is a freshman. So Lady Husky's going to get introduced. We'll mention the starting lineup. But first we'll mention the non-starters. Hamilton Heights non-starters, number 4, Taylor Harley. Number 5, Nora Rieger. Number 12, Cameron Roten. Number 30, Presley Cherry. Number 25, Kennedy Cherry. And number 42, Vivian Lynch. Head coach of the Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Head coach of the Charlestown Lady Pirates is Mr. Scott Matthews. So they're still introducing the lineups on the floor. First game, as we should say, this morning was decided by the home team, Jennings County. Jennings County got the win this morning over North Harrison. So Jennings County will play in the 6 o'clock ball game. The winner of this game will play in the 6 o'clock ball game also. The team that does not win here in the 12 noon ball game will play at 4 o'clock versus North Harrison. They're going to jump it up right now. It's going to be Cameron Runner, senior for the Huskies. Where's number 10? She's 5'10". And I'm also on the floor is Ellie Hickok, Katie Brown, Cassidy Shakel, and Hadley Sherry. There's a trip to the backcourt controlled by Charlestown. So they'll bring it to the front court on the dribble right side. That's number 4, Maddie Nipper. She'll reverse court. She'll work it back out top. Teammate on the dribble. She'll get back to Nipper. Nipper going to go right side. She'll pick up a screen. They'll work it down low in the paint. Going to be tipped away, stolen by Katie Brown. She'll go the distance. Left-handed layup. Hamilton Heights 2. Charlestown with the dribble. 7:30 left on the first quarter clock. We're at Jennings County High School. First game of the season for the Lady Huskies. Going to dribble in. Going to go try to go off the glass. Going to pick up a foul. That's number 4. That's Maddie Nipper. She'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot 2. Shooting foul. First foul whistled on the Huskies. Going to be whistled on 24, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry, a 5'9 senior. So at the free throw line, first shot up and good. That's number 4, Maddie Nipper. I did watch her in pregame, prior to pregame. She was shooting around the perimeter. She shoots a good shot. So she'll look at the free throw right here. She'll bounce it a couple times. Second shot up and good. That's Maddie Nipper. Tie ball game at 2. Going to work full court pressure against the Huskies. Ball got to bring it in. On the dribble, Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. Working with her out top is number 3, Natalie Gagnon. She'll work it right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll work it around the perimeter. Touch the hands of Shakel. She'll take a right elbow shot. Good. That's Cassidy Shakel. It's a 4-2 ball game. 7 minutes left here in the first quarter. Second game here today. Noon ball game on a Saturday, November 4th. She'll work it back around the perimeter on the dribble. Lost the handle, going to bounce it out of there. Out top, going to be a 17-footer. She'll work it down low. 2-point bucket is good. Credit the bucket, 42, Chesney Jackson. Credit the good assist right there. That was 35, Kendra Higdon. We're going to right side in the front court. Lady Huskies, elbow, right side, Cassidy Shakel. She'll work it back out top, Cameron Runner. Triple threat, she'll backpedal dribble. She'll work it left side behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Hickok, right. Around the perimeter, get it back to Hickok. She'll try a 3 in front of the Charlestown bench. No good. Rebound out of there, secured by Charles Kingo. Number three, Natalie Bagden. She's a front court Bagden on the dribble. She'll dribble in baseline. She'll kick it back out in the paint. 2-point bucket, good. Shred at the bucket, 42. Chesney Jackson. Chesney Jackson puts the 6-point on the board. For Charlestown, they take their first lead in the ballgame, 6-4. In the front court, behind the arc, she'll dribble it back out top. That's Cameron Runner around the perimeter, touches the hands of Schaefer. Now back to Ella Hickok. Back out top of the basketball, guarding Ella is number three, Natalie Dagden. They'll go left side, they'll dribble in the paint. Going to be a traveling violation. Couldn't nail the jump stop. That was Cassidy Schaefer going to give the ball back to Charlestown. Charlestown going to bring it in from the backcourt. Husky's going to pick them up at full, I should say at half court. Going to dribble it right side on the dribble to dish off. That was Maddie Nipper. Ball tipped to the backcourt and able to retrieve it is Charlestown. That's number one, Madeline Warnack. She's a freshman. So we're getting back in. They go down low. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Credit the bucket. Charlestown, number 42, Chesney Jackson. Crossing the timeline with Lady Huskies, Ella Hickok. She'll pass her left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to work it through the corner. Cassie Schaefer. She'll go cross-court pass behind the arc. 3-point shot. Way to go. Ella Hickok. Rebound. Charlestown. Credit the board. 42, Chesney Jackson. They'll take it to the front court. They'll work it out top. Straight out top. They'll pick up the dribble. Work it down in the paint. Tipped away. And it's going to be tipped in the front court by Charlestown. They go with left elbow. They go down low. Baseline suffer. Wouldn't go. Going to take it back in the paint. They'll work it back to the corner. 3-point shot. Left-handed shot for 3-point land. Wouldn't go. That was number three, Natalie Gagden. See the front court, Lady Huskies, Ella Hickok. She'll work it to the corner. Left corner. Baseline. She'll bring it back out. It's Cassie Schaefer. Cross-court pass behind the arc. Going to be a 3-point shot taken. Good. That's number 24. That's Hadley Sherry for three. 8-7 contest. Charlestown in front. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is number four, Maddie Nipper. She'll cross over, work at left side. Picking her up quickly there is Cameron Runner. Going to work at left side behind the arc. They'll bounce it down low in the paint. Lost the handle. It's going to be a push foul on the Lady Huskies. Not a whole lot, but she lost her balance. Nothing the official could do but to call a foul. So they're going to whistle a foul right there, Lady Huskies. And they're going to bring the ball in from the baseline. In the ball game for Charlestown is number 11, Alexis Fincham. She is a freshman. Going to bring it in. Right of the bucket. Behind the arc, 3-point shot. Misses. Rims out. Shot taken there by four. Maddie Nipper. Ball goes out of bounds. Huskies trying to track it down. Last touch by the Huskies. Work it right there. And I'm going to have another substitution in the ballgame. This one is for Hamilton Heights. In the ballgame is going to be number 25, Kennedy Cherry. She's a 5'8" ball player. He's going to bring it in. It's on the out of bounds right there. Near the corner. Near the Huskies bench. Going to be brought in by number 11 for Charlestown, Alexis Fincham. They're going to bring her back to baseline now. Not sure why. They'll bring in left of the bucket on the baseline. 8-7 contest. Charlestown in front. 3:42 left clock moving. We're in the first quarter. Out top, going to work it down low. In the paint, 14-footer, just dish it down low. First shot wouldn't go. Second shot wouldn't go. Rebound again by Charlestown. Picked up there by Alexis Fincham. Still working down baseline. Hamilton Heights trying to knock the ball free and does. Hamilton Heights denies 3 shots in the paint. Finally picks up the loose ball. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. It's Ella Hickok. She'll work a right side. Cameron Runners to pick up a screen from Hadley Sherry. They're working behind the arc. 3-point shot. Rims out short. Ella Hickok. Going to be a reach-in foul. Trying to get the board. Trying to simultaneously get the basketball on the rebound. And the foul's going to be picked up by Lady Huskies. It's going to be 25 picking up the foul. Kennedy Cherry. She has one. 3:06 left. She's got a shoe tie. She got a tie. Kennedy Cherry. She'll work to the front court. She'll play defense. three Lady Huskies in the backcourt of Cameron Leonard playing defense, Ella Hickok, and Katie Brown. Going to keep it in the backcourt. Difficult time to get across the timeline. Does use the pass down low outside the paint. Tracking down the loose basketball is Kennedy Carey. And Kennedy Carey thought without a doubt she tossed the ball off of the uniform of a Charlestown ball player, and Coach Carey in disbelief for the same reason. They're going to give it to Charlestown. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Outside the arc to track down the basketball. That's number 4. We're going to round out Maddie Nipper. Take that back. That's number 11, Alexis Fincham. Lost the handle. Going to go the distance. Shot wouldn't go. No foul called. Off balance. Lady Huskies get the rebound. Let's try it behind the arc. Katie Brown. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Charlestown. That's number 42. Chesney Jackson. So we're going back in. Left side. On the dribble, going baseline, they're going to whistle a foul. Trying to cut off the cutter right there on the baseline, and the foul's going to be whistled on 24, Hadley Carey. Hadley Carey going to pick up her first foul in the ball game. They've elected not to put the foul of the player that commits the foul and the number of fouls. They started out the game doing that. That's helpful for me, but since then they've elected not to do that. Oh, there we go. There we go. Put it up there. Hadley Carey has 2 in the ballgame. They're bringing in right the bucket. Looking to get it in. Running out of time. They're going to work it in. Difficult pass to handle. And Lady Husky's going to get the basketball as the ball is thrown out of bounds by Charlestown. They're going to bring it in from the backcourt. Brought in by Cameron Leonard. Gets it in to teammate. Senior athlete Ella Hickok. She'll dribble across the timeline. She'll go to the right side. Behind the arc, Katie Brown. Out top, Cameron Leonard. To her cross-court pass. Shot in the air. 3-point shot. Rims out short. Ella Hickok trying to track down her own rebound. Couldn't get it, but it's tracked down by Kennedy. Carey, and they keep the ball alive. They'll try it again in the front court. We're going to behind the arc. Katie Brown for 3. 3-point shot is good. Katie Brown gives the Huskies the lead once again at 10-8. They're working in the paint. They'll work it down low. Tipped away. Picked up there. Loose ball by Cameron Leonard. She'll pitch it up ahead. Ella Hickok backpedal dribble. Outside the arc, going to be a foul whistle. Try to get the ball in there just outside the free throw lane to Cassidy Shakel. Foul's going to be whistled on Charlestown, the Lady Pirates. They're going to whistle this foul on 42. Kennedy Jackson, she's got 1. She's just a freshman. Missing Coach Scott Matthews starting 3 freshmen in this ballgame. Trying to get it down low, lost the handle, trying to save the ball from going out of bounds with Ella Hickok. Couldn't get the ball saved. It's going to belong to Charlestown. Lady Pirates going to push it in. Looking to get it in, does get it in number 4, Maddie Nipper. In the backcourt, Lady Hussey's providing pressure. Going to be a tick. Cameron Runner with a kick there, going to keep the ball. Going to bring it in again from the baseline in the backcourt, Charlestown. So they're going to bring the ball in to Nipper. Looking to get rid of it, picks up her dribble. Works it back right side to Fincham. They're working back to Nipper. She'll cross the timeline with a crossover dribble. She'll work it down low. Baseline shot in the air. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 35, Kendra Higdon. Coach Matthews let me know her number in the program was 25. She's wearing 35 in this ballgame. 102, first quarter. Outside the arc, Kennedy Carey. Short off the mark, wouldn't go. Rebound, Charlestown, Kendra Higdon, number 35. So hitched off point guard, number 11, Alexis Fincham. Crossover dribble out top. She'll work at left side. Now it's basketball, Maddie Nipper. She'll pick up her dribble. She'll work at right side behind arc. Picked up there by Katie Brown. On the dribble, going to follow her around. With the basketball and dribble, Madeline Warnick. They'll work it back low. Going to be a no bump foul, no foul whatsoever. Cassie Shakel hit the deck, and it seems like we've got a boys umpire crew, I should say, official crew. Nothing wrong with that. First game of the season for the Lady Huskies. Second game for Charlestown. They've won their first matchup. So that was this week. We'll talk about that in a bit. 12 seconds left here in the first quarter. On the dribble out top is Ella Hickok. Hickok going to cross over. Gotta set her, broke her ankles, they say, out top on the stripe. Gonna be a two if it goes. Where'd he go in the first quarter? Empties out. So after one quarter of play, Lady Huskies in front. 10, Charlestown 8. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention. We are at James County High School, home of the Lady Patriots. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. The Charlestown Lady Pirates and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll mention bringing you this ball game today is Indiana Express Rentals. They're in Noblesville. Fritz Auto Sales and Service, Noblesville and Fishers. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Powers, Septic and Sewer. They're Noblesville. Arcadia Industrial Self-Storage. Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, Atlanta address. And AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're just west of Arcadia. Less than a mile. So we thank them for bringing you this contest. And we'll speak a little bit about each producer right here, I should say. Each sponsor. We'll talk about them throughout the ball game. So second quarter, alternate possession arrow. Going to give it to Hamilton Heights. Brought in by Kennedy Cherry. She'll get it into Ella Hitchcock. She'll work the left side behind the arc. She'll get it back to Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll dribble right elbow. She'll bring it, dribble on in. She'll take it back outside, have the Cherry. Left-handed pass behind the arc, Ella Hitchcock. She'll bring it back out top. Guarding her is Natalie Digdon. So I should say Gagnon. Well, here he goes from the corner. Three-point shot would go. Shot taken there by Schakel. Trying to save the basketball from going out of bounds. Charlestown, 42, Chesney Jackson. And a little bit of a friction there as the referee kind of breaks it up. These girls are playing for real. 7:32 on the game clock. Going to be brought in, left the bucket on the baseline, brought in by Kennedy Cherry. She get it inside, working the arc right there. Working back out top is Cameron Runner. Guarding her closely is Madeline Warnack. Now back out top on the dribble near the center circle is Ella Hitchcock. She'll work at the left side behind the arc. Cross-court pass, skip pass to Hadley Cherry. Back out top, Ella Hitchcock. 7:12 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. 10-8 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Driving the hoop hard right there was Cameron Runner. She'll get the bucket off the glass, and she'll shoot one. Tell you what, they've got a brand new free throw rule that they've inserted this year in high school basketball. First five fouls will put you on the line, and when you go to the line, you'll shoot two unless it was after a made basket. That's pretty weird. It's different. And they do that for every quarter. They're going 5 fouls now. We'll mention tonight's ball game is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South A Street, 317-773-4800. They're in Noblesville. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner on site daily, that's Dirk. And we'll mention he's open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Indiana Express Rentals. We're going to put the ball in play here in just a moment. They're going to allow one shot. Three-point play opportunity for Cameron Runner. It's a 12-8 contest, 7:05 left in the second. First shot rims around, hits the backboard, and falls in. So Cameron Runner, a three-point opportunity. She makes the most of it. 7 minutes left, clock moving. Lady Huskies providing pressure in the backcourt. Going to pressurize number three right there, Natalie Gaggett, a sophomore. And she couldn't land the jump stop, and they're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Back in the ball game is going to be number 24, Hadley Cherry. Taking a breather, didn't realize she was in the ball game. That's number four, Taylor Harlan, 5'6" junior, should take a breather and be brought in. Ellie Hickok is on the Charlestown bench. So we're going back outside, touch the hands briefly. Kennedy's here. It should go baseline, but give it to Cameron Rutter. He's the corner. 3-point shot good. Ella Hickok from the right corner baseline. 16-8 contest. Lady Huskies provide pressure again in the backcourt. And they're going to get it across the timeline. That's number 11, Alexis Fincham. They'll work it down low, saving the basketball, trying to. Ball got loose. Ella Hickok tried to swat it back in. And it's going to go out of bounds. That belongs to Charlestown. And back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies, number 4, Taylor Harley. So they're going to take a breather there. Taking a breather is number 2, Ella Hickok. Going to be brought in left of the bucket, baseline. It's going to be tipped. That was number 10, Cameron Runner, guarding the inbound. She was straight up. Principle of verticality, that rule not broken. So they're going to work the ball in again. Going to try to bounce it and get it down low. We go off the glass, 2-point bucket. She was open next to 35, Kendra Higdon. Freshman puts it in for 2. 16-10. Lady Huskies by 6. 6:15 left here in the second quarter. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll work at the left side, outside, Kennedy Cherry. She'll cross over, she'll get it back outside. And that's Cameron Runner on the dribble. So they'll work it back around. Out top on the dribble, works the right side behind the arc. Taylor Harley picks up her dribble, works the right side. Kennedy Cherry back out top. Cameron Runner on the back pedal dribble. Guarding her is number 1, Madeline Warnack. So back out top again on the fake pass right there. Cameron Runner, she'll kick it to the corner, left corner baseline. Shot goes in again. That's number 2, Ella Hickok. She's hit 2 in a row from that spot. 19-10 contest. Trying to get it across the timeline on the dribble there. It's 3, Natalie Gadgen. They'll work it across the timeline with Fincham. They'll work it out to the corner. 3-point shot short off the mark. Shot taken by Madeline Warnack. And they get a rebound putback. Number 42, Jesse Jackson. They're going to call a 60-second timeout. 5:17 left here in the second quarter. Lady Huskies in front. 19, Charlestown 12. We'll also mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. 317-842-2228. That'll ring in at their Fishers dealership. Again, that's 317-842-2228. Fritz and Fishers, they have two Hamilton County locations. One in Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. The second location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, right there up a state road, up to State Highway 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. FritzandFishers.com. So inbound the basketball, there's a second buzzer. 60-second timeout. So they're going to work it in. Baseline. Lady Huskies with the basketball. Cameron Runner crosses it in. Ella Hickok. Full court pressure. I should say one-on-one. Ella Hickok working against her is number 11, Alexis Fincham. They're working to the free throw line to get it back to Havie Cherry. Back to Cameron Runner. They'll work it back to Ella. Now back to Havie Cherry. She'll get it back out to Ella Hickok and moving the basketball. In the paint, off the glass, down where to go. Ella Hickok trying to get the basketball, trying to fight for the rebound. It's going to be number 24, Havie Cherry. And Havie Cherry, I believe, is going to pick up her third foul here in the first half. So Coach Cherry going to set her down. She'll set down probably till third quarter. That's in my estimation. Picks up her third foul with 4:50 left to go here in the first half. In the backcourt, Fincham. Going to get it back. Number 4, Maddie Nipper. She's going to pass it to the front court, tipped away. Loose there. Schenkel got the tip. So we're going to see the corner. 3-point shot is good. Charlestown, number 1, Madeline Warnack. They'll take it to the front court. So we're going to see the behind the arc and she'll step up in front. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Hamilton Heights, number 4, Taylor Harley. To the front court on the dribble. fast dribble working around, finish him. They're working back out top. Take a three-point shot in the air. Got it. Three-point bucket. Good. Charles failed. Number four, Maddie Nipper. She's a senior. 19-18. Lady Huskies by one. They're tipping from behind right into the hands of Cindy Sherry. Out top, Cameron Runner being guarded there closely by number one, Madeline Warnock. So they're working back around. Ella Hitchcock tries to get a pass to Kennedy Cherry, and it's stolen back the other direction. It's going to be a jump ball. Pass to try to bounce pass in the paint, and Cameron Runner locks it up right there with Natalie Gagnon, and it's going to belong alternate possession arrow to Charlestown. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it in. Running out of time. No call. They get the ball in. Deep in the front court by the scorer's bench. Brought in number one, Madeline Warnock. We'll work it back around. They'll reset the offense. That's number four on the dribble, Maddie Nipper. She'll pick up the basketball left elbow. She'll kick it back out to pinch him. They'll work it right side. Going to carry the basketball. High dribble. Had to put it back down and gonna call a carry. Gonna give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. So taking a breather in the ballgame for Charlestown is number 35, Kendra Higdon. So they're gonna bring the ball in deep in the front court. And back in the ballgame, 42, Chesney Jackson. She's got a lot of upside in front of her. She's a freshman. We're gonna back out top on the dribble. Cameron Runner backpedal dribble. Stationary dribble, she'll back up just a bit. Working against her is Madeline Warnock. Not on the 3 seconds, I should say 5 seconds. But working back in, tipped away. Saving the basketball, Kennedy carries. She'll pass it to Katie Brown, and it'll be stolen. Back the other direction. Off the glass. Underside of the rim, I should say. It's going to be a blocking foul called on the Lady Huskies. So we're in the second quarter, so that's just the second foul on the Lady Huskies here in the second quarter, but she's going to shoot two. The two is a shot while she was shooting, so she'll shoot a couple. That's number four, Maddie Nipper. Senior, nothing but net on the first one. But she'll get the first one. She'll tie the ball game at 19. Back in the ball game for Charlestown is going to be number 35, Kendra Higdon, taking a breather, 42, Chesney Jackson. Second shot up and good also. So that's number four, Maddie Nipper, senior. She got both of them at the stripe. So Charlestown goes up by one. 20-19. Lady Huskies crossing the timeline. Working on the dribble there is Cameron Runner. So bring it back out top. Pat, back pedal dribble. She's going to go right side. She's going to paint. Lost the handle. Goes down low. Catch and shakel. Shot wouldn't go off the rim. Power layup. Left side. Ball's loose. Picked up by Charlestown. They'll go to the corner and she'll dribble baseline. Going to call a traveling violation. Didn't get the ball down soon enough. So Lady Husky's going to get the basketball. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. It's going to be brought in there by Ella Hitchcock. Going to guard full court. Gets it in the backcourt. Kendi Cherry. She'll take it across the timeline. Elbow left side. She'll kick it to the corner. Cassidy Shakel on the dribble. She'll work it back outside, work it back around. She'll stay in front of the Charlestown bench. Cameron Runner, Katie Brown, now Ella Hitchcock. Out top, Kennedy Cherry. She'll get in. Looks like Cameron Runner might have got away with a carry there. They'll kick it to the corner. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Cassie Shakel tracking down the rebound. Kennedy Cherry. She gets the ball back from Ella Hitchcock. Cross-court skip pass. Katie Brown. She'll dribble in, cross the lane. She'll bring it back out top. Right side, Kennedy Cherry. Cherry yet to shoot the basketball. She's getting open. Shot elbow. Right side, going to go for Cassie Shakel. Ball goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Charlestown. It's off the fingertips of 35, Kendra Higdon. Higdon also, the freshman. Three freshmen started this game. I mentioned that before. That's pretty good upside for Charlestown. Going to be brought in baseline. Left corner. Gets it in. Katie Brown gets it to Cameron Runner. Touches the hands of Shakel. Now back out top. Crossover dribble, Ella Hitchcock. She'll pass it right side. She'll be stolen. Stolen there by number four, Maddie Nipper for the Lady Pirates. Now stolen back the other end in the paint. Ella Hitchcock with the steal. She'll dribble in, lost the handle, trying to get it to Kennedy Sherry. Deep in the lane there, stolen once again. So work it back out top. 3-point shot in the air, short off the rim. Maddie Nipper. Rebound, Lady Huskies. 1:04 left here in the second quarter. They're working in the front court. Katie Brown gets it back out. They'll reset the offense with L.A. Hitchcock. Way out top on the dribble left side. 52 seconds left. Charlestown in front, 20. Hamilton Heights, 19. Nearing halftime on the dribble. Cameron Runner, 42 seconds left. On the dribble in the front court, guarding her is number 11, freshman Alexis Fincham. So they work on the dribble, pick up a screen from Kennedy. Right elbow shot good by Cameron Runner. 21-20, Lady Huskies in front. 25 seconds left. Husky guarding in the backcourt. Difficult pass, or get a just see here, looking to get it across the timeline, and they're gonna say 10-second violation just before the ball went across the timeline, but it had not touched a Charlestown player quite yet. Official blew the whistle, 10-second violation. Huskies guarding good in the backcourt. So 16.9 left here in the second quarter. 21-20. Going to be brought in right in front of the scores bench, midcourt. Cameron Runner gets it into Kennedy Cherry. Back to Cameron. She'll take a 15-footer. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Ball's loose. Picked up by Schakel. She'll dish it off and go behind the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Katie Brown. So they inbound the basketball. Going to be a long shot to buzzer. Three-quarter court. Nearly went. The ball nearly went for Maddie Nipper, the senior. And we'll go to halftime. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights 24, Charlestown Lady Pirates 20. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit more about our sponsors, and then we've got some information to pass along. First, we'll talk about Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. And also bringing this game to you is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts. They're in Cicero, 1110 South Peru Street. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. There are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And also bringing this team to you is Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're right next door to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers, located at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers. And also bringing you today's ball game is Powers Septic and Sewer. You can reach them by dialing 317-753-8858. Again, their number is 317-753-8858. They do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. Remember, you can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since 2000. That's the year 2000. They began family owned and operated. That's Powers Septic and Sewer right there along State Road 19 in Noblesville. We'll also mention a little bit about the Class 3A rankings. Class 3A rankings, this is preseason. The preseason poll, this is the top 18 in the preseason. It's IHSAA Class 3A. Both teams on the floor right now are Class 3A. We'll mention that number one in the preseason is Indian Creek, the Lady Braves. Number two, Norwell, the Lady Knights. Number three, they're out of the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. At number four, at the East in the Hoosier Conference, that's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Number five, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers. At number six, they're out of the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, that's the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. At number seven is Corydon Central, they are the Lady Panthers. At number eight, it's Fairfield, Lady Falcons. Number nine, Jay County, Lady Patriots. Number 10, Gibson Southern, Lady Titans. At number 11, Greensburg, the Lady Pirates. Number 12 is Belmont, the Lady Braves. At number 13, they're out of the East of the Hoosier Conference. That's the Northwestern Lady Tigers. And number 14 is Scottsburg, they're the Lady Warriors. And at number 15, they're out of the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. That's the Benton Central Bison. At number 16, it's Mishawaka Marion, Lady Knights. At number 17, another West Division team out of the Hoosier Conference, Rensselaer Central, Lady Bombers. And out of number 18, tallying them all up right there, out of the East Division of the Hoosier Conference, Western, the Lady Panthers. To keep track, there, seven of the nine teams in the Hoosier Conference are in the top 18. And those seven teams are all Class 3A. So Zen Small was telling me that Lafayette Central Catholic, even though they're 2A, they're first in Class 2A preseason poll. We'll talk a little bit about what's happened this morning. We'll talk about the 10 a.m. ball game. 10 a.m. ball game that was captured to win by Jennings County. It was a bit decisive. It worked with the mercy rule. That's a 35-point differential. By one team and the other, and that can only take place in the second half. So first half, you can get as many points as you want, and that's the way football is also. So we'll mention the 10 a.m. ball game featured the North Harrison Lady Cats, the Class 3A, Sectional 30. They wear the colors blue and white. They went against Jennings County, the Lady Panthers. They're Class 4A, Sectional 15. They wear red, white, and blue. So Jennings County will play tonight's 6 o'clock ball game versus the winner of this game, too, the 12 o'clock game. And we're at halftime now. Lady Huskies in front, 24, Charlestown, 20. And we'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. We'll talk about the Charlestown Pirates. The Lady Pirates, they have a school enrollment of 717. They're Class 3A, Sectional 30. There are six in their sectional. They will host their sectional right there at Charlestown High School. In their sectional, Charlestown Pirates, Corydon Central Panthers, Madison, they're the Cubs, North Harrison, Lady Cats, Salem, they're the Lions, and Scottsburg Warriors. The principal at Charlestown High School is Amy Cook. The athletic director is Chad Gilbert. And the athletic secretary is Ann Bottorff. Hope I got that pronunciation right. There's a 3-minute buzzer, 3 minutes left before third quarter begins, and we'll mention Charlestown High School is located at 1 Pirate Place, Charlestown, Indiana, 47111. You can dial them up by phone at 812-256-3328. On the web, it's chs.gccschools.org. Take that back, .com. And we'll mention they wear the colors royal blue and white. They perform in the Mid-Southern Conference. In that conference, there are 9 teams. Austin Eagles, Brownstown Central Braves, Charlestown Pirates, Gordon Central Panthers, Eastern, that's Pekin, Musketeers, North Harrison, Lady Cats, Salem Lions, Scottsburg Warriors, Silver Creek Dragons. Charlestown Pirates, they're currently 1 win, no losses. They got a win this week, Charlestown, and we'll mention, we'll talk about that in a moment. But we'll mention the head coach is Scott Matthews. Allowed me to have his starters. Very thankful for Coach Scott Matthews. He's working in year number 8 at Charlestown. 100 wins. Yeah, he's got 100 wins. This game pretty special to him. Trying to break that century mark, 165. Next game on the agenda for Charlestown is going to be Thursday. This Thursday, the 9th of November, be a 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Floyd Central will be at Charlestown for that matchup. And we'll talk a little bit about the Mid-Southern Conference varsity girls basketball. This week in basketball, started out this week, girls basketball. Tuesday the 31st, that was this week on Tuesday, Jennings County defeated Scottsburg 62-45. On Wednesday, the 1st of November, Harrison went to South Central. That's North Harrison. They got the win 62-55. On Friday last night, Austin traveled to South Ripley. Austin got the win 56-35. Also last night, Borden home game versus Eastern Pekin. Borden got the win 57-31. Games on the agenda today, there are 6 games here on November 4th. Crawford County, they're at Eastern Pekin. That's a night game, 7:30. Bishop Chittard, they're at Scottsburg. That's a 7:30 start. Seymour, the Lady Owls, are at Salem, another 7:30 start. Silver Creek are at Rock Creek. They're going to start at 1:30 this afternoon. North Harrison and Jennings County, we already know North Jennings County got the win at a 10 o'clock ballgame. And taking the court again here in the third quarter, Charlestown going against Hamilton Heights. There's the buzzer. And then going to put the ball in play here momentarily. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. So they'll bring it in. It's going to be brought in by Cameron Leonard. And here comes the toss. Cameron Leonard backcourt. Ella Hickok. Guarding her quickly in the backcourt. Number 11, Alexis Smith. Fincham. They're working back out top. With the basketball moving around the perimeter. Katie Brown. Back to Cameron. Cameron has a dribble, she'll use it, she'll go in the paint. She'll kick it back out. Might have got away with a carry there, but they're going to pass it back around the perimeter. Katie Brown. Now Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, thought about a shot, that's Hadley Cherry. Lady Huskies pushing it back out top, Ella Hickok. Now Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, plenty of space there. She's going to hold the basketball. Looking for the defense to approach. That would be Alexis Fincham, number 11. So the Lady Huskies going to hold the ball. And it looks like the Charlestown Lady Pirates not interested in playing close defense right now. And Lady Huskies going to hold the basketball out in front of the scores bench. I believe that's Cassidy Schakel. And she's just stationary holding the basketball. She's got the triple threat available. She can pass, she can shoot, or she can dribble. Triple threat. 6:50 left here in the third quarter. Yeah, she's going to hold the ball still right there. While they're holding the ball still, we'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Home team on the scoreboard, 731 enrollment. Class 3A, sectional 24. 7 in their sectional. That sectional will happen this year at Yorktown High School. It'll include Centerville Bulldogs, Delta Eagles, Frankton Eagles, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Jay County Patriots, Newcastle Trojans, and the Yorktown Tigers. That's going to be a pretty loaded sectional. principal at the high school, Hamilton Heights, Jared Mason. Athletic director, Kurt Ogden. Athletic department manager is Leanne Moffitt. And yes, the ball's still being held in the front court, deep in the front court. And Charlestown Lady Pirates are going to pick up at 3-point line. So no one has switched. They're all still standing still. 5:45 left here in the third quarter. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana 46030. You can reach them by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. There's an East Division. They have 4 teams. That's Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West Division, they have 5 teams. Benton Central, Central Catholic Knights, Rensselaer Central Bombers, Twin Lakes Indians, and the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. This is the Huskies' first game of the season. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. 119 wins, 54 losses, working in year number 8. We'll also mention next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. After this tournament, coming up this week on the 7th of November, that's Tuesday, 6 JV, 7:30 varsity, the Frankston Lady Eagles will be in the gym at Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies, game clock rolling down, 4:22. 4:22 on the game clock. This is not the first time holding the ball has happened. But got to admit, Charlestown not willing to play defense. If defense showed up, we'd have a ball game right again. And we're about approaching the 4-minute mark, halfway through the third quarter. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference varsity girls basketball for this week. It began on the 31st. They couldn't play that game. It was postponed. That was North Miami. They were going to be at Western. They postponed that game. Thursday, November 2nd, it was Rensselaer Central. They traveled to West Central. Rensselaer Central got the win, 60-24. Also on the 2nd, it was West Lafayette, a home game, went against Western Boone. And I thought this was a misprint. I don't think it is. West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, 63. Western Boone Lady Stars, 16. And games happening today on November 4th, there are 6 games. That's minus the next consolation game and the final game this evening. 6 games, 8 o'clock tonight. North Judson going to host Rensselaer Central. 7:30 tonight, McConaughey is going to host Tipton. Northwestern will host Twin Lakes. We'll host Twin Lakes at 7:30. In Hamilton Heights, right here at Jennings County High School, they're going against Charlestown. We're in the third quarter, still 24-20. 2:45 left here in the third quarter. So they're evaporating a lot of clock here in the third quarter. Hamilton Heights is going to play offense when Charlestown elects to play defense. So they're still stationary right now, about 4 minutes gone by here in the quarter at a standstill. Cassidy Schakel holding the basketball in front of the scores bench deep in the front court. And the closest lady to her is adjacent near the 3-point stripe, near the left elbow. So they're electing not to play D. They're going to keep their wits about them, and they're going to stay still right there. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. 6 games happening tonight on November 4th, Hoosier Conference. Rensselaer Central is at North Justin, 8 o'clock. Tipton at McConaughey, 7:30. Twin Lakes at Northwestern, 7:30. And as you know, Charlestown playing against Hamilton Heights right now. Game started at noon. West Lafayette Red Devils are at Lake Central. Lake Central, that's where Shane Fry went to school. He's the head football coach for the West Lafayette Red Devils. The game starts at 10. And at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Lake Central, it's going to be West Lafayette and Fort Wayne Snyder. So that completes our reads right there. Still holding the basketball. 1:14 on the game clock. pretty quiet gym right now. Everybody's just watching paint dry, actually, right here. And near the 1 minute mark. And Lady Husky's probably going to begin this offensive set. I don't know when. Probably about 15, 20 seconds to go in the quarter.
Coach Tegan Cherry going
to talk with Ella Hitchcock. Some instructions. And right there, number one, Madeline Warnock. Cleaning the bottom of her shoes on because she knows this is getting ready to start up here momentarily. So 32 seconds, clock moving. Third quarter, 24-20. There has been no scoring here in the third quarter. 20 seconds left. Moving around the perimeter, moving around the baseline there. Katie Brown has a cherry. Ella Hitchcock, I should say. Back to Ella. 10 seconds left on the dribble. Ella Hitchcock. Free throw line. She'll dribble back out behind the arc. 4 seconds left. She'll go baseline. And the defense was good. And we're going to call timeout. We missed 30-second timeout called, I believe, by the Lady Huskies. Ella Hitchcock was right near the baseline. I thought that she might have stepped on it. So 1.2 seconds left. Timeout, Lady Huskies. And so they're going to take a 30-second timeout right there. And we'll mention Arcadia Industrial Park. Self-storage, indoor, outdoor storage, flex storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. We'll continue that after the inbound. Second buzzer. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, Ella Hitchcock. 1.2 left. Looking to get it in, gets it in to Cameron Runner. She'll take a shot, the buzzer, over the back, I should say over her back, off the glass and rims off. Where'd it go? So no score, no scoring at all in the third quarter. And that was a bit different. I'm sure some folks here haven't seen something like that before. So after three quarters of play, Lady Huskies 24, Charlestown Lady Pirates 20. We'll also remind you, Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. You can reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to AIPSIndiana.com. That's AIPSIndiana.com. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Runyon Truck Store. The place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road, Arcadia, Indiana. Atlanta, Indiana, that's the address, 46031. Ball brought in. Charlestown, in the front court with the basketball. We're going to back out top and we're going to round. I took a jump there. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by number four, Maddie Dipper. Rebound, Lady Huskies, Ella Hitchcock. She's the front court on the dribble. She'll work at left side, well behind the arc, Hadley Cherry. So they're going to not play tight defense again. They're going to go back to the same routine. So they're going to save some energy for sure. And they're going to work out top there, holding the basketball. Same spot in front of the scores bench is Cassidy Shakel. 7:15 on the fourth quarter clock. And there's a lot of folks talking here. A lot of folks are not quite used to this. I know Tipton boys played this way. I think it was back in the early 80s. And they chose to play that way. Their scores in their games were not very high. They were in the 20s. But sometimes you got to do it that way. We'll mention Runyon Truck Store. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located 27857 Henry Gunn Road, Atlanta, Indiana. Or you can check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc., S-I-N-K. We'll mention Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon Truck Store, they bleed orange.
So they're still holding the basketball. Cassidy Schenkel in front of the scores bench. Some coaching going on, Coach Tegan Cherry. Relayed some message to Cameron Runner from Ella Hitchcock. So 6:09 clock moving, fourth quarter, 24-20. Second half, third quarter, there was no scoring. Hamilton Heights elected to pull the ball out, play out top, hold the basketball, Cassidy Schenkel. And Cassidy Schenkel going to give the ball back to Ella Hitchcock and going to play some offense. So we're going to back out right side behind the heart. Cameron Hunter going to spin move, bring it back out top, picking up a screen from Schenkel. Should go back to Schenkel inside the arc, thought about a shot. Wouldn't take the shot, Schenkel. Going to hold the basketball again. And they're going to elect to maybe hold the ball again. And that's Hadley Cherry a little closer to the three-point stride, but pretty close once again. Out from the scores bench, stationary, she has the triple threat available. 5:20 on the game clock. Holding the basketball, and we'll mention once again, AGM Auto. AGM Auto there at west of Arcadia, about a mile, maybe not quite. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and routine oil changes. To extend the longevity of each of your automobiles, at AGM Auto, they welcome you. They have new ownership. That's Walker Elder, the new owner, a couple of years now. Same quality work and same quality faces. AGM Auto, they are now located west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266 Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto, they also restore classic cars and trucks. They're on you can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can dial them by telephone at 317-984-5283. That's AGM Auto. Also supporting Lady Huskies basketball. 24-20, 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Halfway through, they're going to begin the offense. Here comes the defense. They'll bring it out top. Get it back to Ella Hitchcock. 24-20, Lady Huskies in front. Fourth quarter, 3:47, and we're going back out around the perimeter. Ella Hitchcock. Right side, beyond the arc, is Cameron Runner. Back out top, Hadley Cherry. So we're going back out top on the dribble. It's Cameron Runner working against her. Number one, Madeline Warnock. So they're working back out. Stationary dribble. I should say stationary. That's the dribble left. Hadley Cherry. We're going to back around the perimeter. Katie Brown. Moving it around the three-point stripe. They've yet to penetrate here on this possession. So 3:15, fourth quarter. Hadley Cherry on the dribble. She'll pick up her dribble. Three-point line. Get it back to Cassidy Schenkel. Now back to Ella Hitchcock. Back to Hadley. Ella Hitchcock hits the deck. Some friction there. She's okay. No foul call on the dribble crossover. Ella Hitchcock. She'll pick up the foul there. Playing closely, close defense is number 11, Alexis Fincham. Freshman guarding a senior, Ella Hitchcock. So they call timeout. Timeout called here by Charlestown. That's going to be a full. So we'll mention this game is also in the ball game. We'll talk about the Hamilton County Reporter. The Hamilton County Reporter. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Hamilton County Reporter, you can pick that up online or you can pick that up in paper. All you got to do is call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, his cell phone number is 765-585-9519. Again, that's Isaac Taylor. You can call him at 765-585-9519. And right there at the Hamilton County Reporter, you'll find the sports editor, Hall of Fame sports editor, Richie Hall. Check him out. He writes well. Go to readthereporter.com/subscribe. Second buzzer. You're going to be brought in with Lady Huskies. ride the bucket from the baseline, have the carry, gets it in. Cameron Runner, so dribble it back out. Picked up there, clue loosely. Natalie Gagnon now will dribble the paint. Spin move in the paint. So take a shot, way to go, and it's going to be a two-shot foul awarded to Cameron Runner. 2:46 left here in the fourth quarter. Foul's going to be whistled on Charlestown. Number three, Natalie Gagnon. So to the free throw line is Cameron Runner, an empty lane, no Huskies on the lane. Four Charlestown players on the lane. First shot, nothing but net. She gets a low five from Katie Brown in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Katie Brown, Ella Hitchcock, Kennedy Cherry, and Hadley Cherry. Cameron Runner going to have one more. It's a 25-20 contest. Second one also good. 26-20. Lady Huskies in front. 2:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Lady Huskies going to play defense full court. In the backcourt, trying to keep it from going across the timeline. And a pass sends it across the timeline. They'll work it down low, tipped away, and picked up in the paint by Kennedy Cherry. She'll get it to Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock on the dribble. She'll work her right left side, and work it back out top to go to the corner. Kennedy Cherry. She'll bring it back out, picking her up loosely. Is number three, Natalie Gagnon. On the dribble, spin move outside the arc. Cameron Runner back to Hadley Cherry. Cherry works to the left side. Behind the arc, Kennedy Cherry on the dribble. To give a health hand off right there behind the arc, left side, Cameron Runner. Runner being guarded somewhat closely. Natalie Gagnon, they're called 5 seconds closely guarded. So official calls 5 seconds closely guarded. I'm guessing they're getting kind of bored here as officials and probably wanting to blow the whistle. Not quite sure that was 5 seconds. But they'll give the ball back to Charlestown. We're going to cross the timeline. Picks up the dribble in the front court. It's going to be timeout called by head coach Scott Matthews. Scott Matthews is going to take a timeout there and bail out a 5 second call there in the front court. So let's talk it over right there. And we'll mention, we also have Class 4A preseason poll. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Not necessary right now, but we'll also let you know, PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. Football in the fall, Piston Blue Devils football and basketball in the winter. Piston Blue Devils boys basketball, Hamilton Heights girls for Lady Huskies basketball. Second buzzer sound, they're going to bring it in right there in front of the Charlestown bench. It's going to be brought in by number 11, Alexis Fincham. She'll get in, might have got away, they're not going to call it. They are going to call it. Whistle, going to be a double dribble. And they'll give it back to Hamilton Heights. Cassie Schakel back in the ball game, taking a breather. It's going to be number 25, Kennedy Cherry. The ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Will be brought in by Cassie Schakel. She'll toss it in. I take that back up to Katie Brown to Cassie Schakel. Now back to Katie Brown. They'll get it back to Hadley Cherry. She'll cross the timeline, left side. Keep the dribble alive. She'll pick it up. She'll toss it back out top. Cameron Runner. Runner triple threat. She'll dribble right. She'll work it back outside. Ella Hitchcock. 1:30. 90 seconds left here in the fourth. Outside the arc. 3-point lane. I'm not going to take a shot. Cassie Schakel. They're moving around the perimeter. Hadley Cherry. Thought about going back to the corner. She'll pick up the dribble. Get it to Cameron Runner. 1:16 left here in the ballgame. Going to be a softball pass to the opposite corner from Schakel. Gets it to Katie Brown, and Brown's going to get fouled on her pass to Hadley Cherry. So that's going to be the second foul here in the fourth quarter called upon Charlestown. Hamilton Heights yet to commit a foul here in the fourth quarter. 1:11 left. Ball brought in, Hadley Cherry to Ella Hitchcock. Out top of the basketball. Pretty closely guarded there. And a timeout is going to be called by Coach Keegan Cherry. He knew that 5 second call was just around the corner. And he bails her out with a timeout. So, Hamilton Heights and Charlestown. I said, well, I showed up yesterday. I did stay in a hotel last night. It was a cheap one. Didn't cost a bunch. I got up, got me some breakfast, got me a shower, and I made it over here. And it's pretty much a a professional visit here to do these ball games. I do it because I like to. My wife stays home. She listens, and she's always good. And I did look around this facility. I drove by the football field, beautiful football field. Drove by the baseball field. They've got synthetic field turf on the infield, grass on the outfield, and their softball field is all synthetic field turf. What a facility here at this 4A school. Brought in Hadley Sherry. Cameron Munner picked up her dribble near the center court. Back to Hadley on the pass. 56 seconds left on the dribble. They're working back around. Lost the handle. Ball's loose. Kennedy Sherry. They're going to call a timeout. I'm not sure if the ball was stationary, if it was actually secured. But they're going to call a timeout here. Hamilton Heights, Keegan Sherry. They're going to call a 60-second timeout. And I also got to mention Coach Orr. Coach Orr spoke with him before the 20-second clock had begun, a 20-minute clock had begun for this ball game. He's keeping some notes over there on his clipboard. Quality guy, really a quality guy. And I asked him, I said, Charlestown, I said, didn't they recently have a real good football team and they put some serious scores up on the scoreboard? And he said, yes, it's back in 2012. Charlestown Pirates football team. He even admonished this. He said, yeah, they scored about 60 points average per game, and they sure did. Because I looked them up, and I didn't know I was looking them up until I saw their scores, and I thought, wow, Charlestown football team, that's serious, back in 2012. So inbound the basketball, Lady Huskies. Timeout is complete. Just put in midcourt right there. It's going to be brought in by Hadley Cherry. 52.5 seconds left. She'll get it to the front court, back court. They want it over and back. Then get the call. Coach Matthews is going to bring it in back in the front court. Lady Huskies, Cameron Runner on the dribble. She's going to be fouled there in the act of passing. So no shot's going to be taken. That's foul number 3. As mentioned in the first quarter, they got a brand new rule in for high school basketball. They go 5 fouls in each quarter. On the 5th foul of each quarter, shots are taken, and when the shots are taken, they're all 2-point shots, except if you're going to the hoop and you make a bucket, it's just one shot for the 3-point play. So that's a new one. I learned that maybe a month ago. An interesting situation. We'll hope they don't put the shot clock in. That would ruin a bunch of teams. I said, well, there's a lot of coaches that would not like that. We're at the free throw line. It's on the 5th foul right there. Lost. Wouldn't go on the first one. Ella Hickok, she'll get another one. So that was the 5th foul in the quarter. So second shot on the way. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. 42. Chesney Jackson in the back court. Skip it to the front court. Number 1, Madeline Warnock. Out top of the back wall on the dribble. Picked up a dribble. Maddie Nipper, senior athlete. Out top, 22 seconds left. 3-point shot, good. Left elbow extended out behind the arc. And that was number 4, Maddie Nipper. Nails the 3-point shot. Makes it a 3-point ball game. 18.9 seconds left. Charlestown cuts the lead to 3. 26-23, Lady Huskies will have the basketball. And a timeout called in a hurry by Coach Matthews, stopping the clock after the made basket. So there's the first buzzer. 30-second timeout called by Coach Matthews. Got his dry erase marker board. They guard full court. Going to pick up at half court. Charlestown will with number 42, Stephanie Jackson. She appears to be the tallest girl on the team. Going to be brought in. Left the bucket. They'll take you to the front court. That will be intercepted. They'll go behind the arc. Nipper. 14 seconds. And they're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Huskies. Time's going to be a foul whistle. First foul in the quarter. It's going to be on Cameron Runner. She'll pick up her first. Going to be brought in front of the Charlestown bench by number 11, Alexis Fincham. Out top, Chesney. Chesney Jackson. Trying to push it out top, and there's going to be a foul whistled. And again, it's going to be whistled on Cameron Leonard.
Ball went to half court. Ball was loose. I think this was a pass, and both gals went after it. Kimmer and Hunter going to pick up the foul. She has two. That's two and a quarter for the Lady Huskies. 9.5 seconds left. Charlestown looking for a three-point shot to go in. Full court pressure. Havoc Cherry trying to get it to the front court. They're going to whistle a foul. Havoc Cherry going to pick up the foul. I believe she has four in the ball game. 2.7 left. That's a good foul. So the next foul, we'll double check. That's three in the quarter. Going to be brought in by 11 Fisham. Bring it down low. Ball's loose. Picked up by Hamilton Heights. Havoc Cherry. 1.7 seconds left. And Havoc Cherry going to walk the distance. And she's going to shoot two. Two shot foul on the fifth foul. Or the sixth, seventh, as you know, you name it. This is actually foul number six in the quarter. They're going to leave it at five. And after five fouls, it's two shots and left. You're going for a three-point play. First shot by Havoc. Up, rims around, wouldn't go. Havoc Cherry needs one to go here. She gets one. It'd be difficult for Charlestown to get a four-point play that can be achieved. Second shot, good. So timeout called by Keegan Cherry. 1.7 left. And they're going to have to go the distance. Going to be 84 feet away. It's going to be a full timeout by the Lady Huskies. 27-23. Lady Huskies by four. I should mention, whoever wins this game will have their hands full tonight with the Jennings County Lady Panthers. They're 4A, and they score some points. They score some points during the season. They played two games. They've won two games. They beat Scottsburg this week at Scottsburg, 62-45 for their first win. And earlier today, 10 o'clock start, Jennings County, they played North Hibbison and got the win this morning. Jennings County, a 4A school, had a school enrollment of 1,181. So Lady Huskies are going to let the ball come in. They're not going to even play defense. They're bunched up out in front of the Husky bench. They'll throw it to the front court, 1.7. They're going to take a two-point shot and make it. Two-point shot at the buzzer, Charlestown, 42, Chesney Jackson, just a freshman. She's a pretty tall gal. I'll compare her to she's taller than any Husky ball player as I watch him shake hands, crossing from a scores bench. Final score here at the 12 o'clock game. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 27. Charlestown Lady Pirates, 25. And next game on the agenda is going to happen at 4 o'clock. It's going to be Charlestown. They're going to go against North Harrison. That'll be a 4 o'clock game. Hamilton Heights will go against Jennings County. And that'll begin near 6 p.m. We hope you'll tune in, and we thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, last night, going to talk about the Husky football team. Husky football team, 11-0, entering last night's game. Bishop Sitar, they were on the road. Huskies playing at the home field, synthetic field turf. Bishop Sitar, 11-0 on the season. We'll mention final score, 28-8. And we'll also mention in the fourth quarter, outstanding quarterback, Bodie Dare. He went the pass. He rolled out right. Nobody open. He rolled back against, rolled back left side and went in the end zone inside the 20. It was in the red zone. I don't exactly remember where he started. It might have been the 12, and Bodie Dare got the touchdown in the game. And then two-point conversion, they hand off to Eric Falcom. Eric Falcom, two-point conversion. And the Huskies finished a wonderful season. They finished the season at 11-1. And while I'm saying that, I need to backtrack. 2010, we're going to talk about Coach Jason Simmons. Jason Simmons, head football coach for the Huskies, 2010. He won his first, 12 in a row. So the Huskies of this year, probably the second best opening records to start out the season in Huskies history. I believe that could be true. I'd have to backtrack and see what Doug Mitchell
and them guys did. But sectional win for Jason Simmons in 2010, and they went on to the regional. They played against Bishop Chittard. Bishop Chittard got the win versus Hamilton Heights in 2010 in the regional, 49-7. So, lady, I should say the Huskies played well last night, and I will mention the closest margin in with Jason Simmons in 2010, closest margin of a win, they went against Lewis Cass on September 10th, and that was week four. Hamilton Heights got the win. That was 14-13. And I will also mention John Cougar Mellencamp. Seymour, Indiana native, he's going to perform at Emmons Auditorium, and that's going to happen on the 22nd of February. And keep in mind, his tour begins February 8th. So look for your tickets now. They're on sale now. Lowest price for a ticket, $90. I don't think I'm going, but John Cougar Mellencamp puts out some good music. So we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, we hope you'll tune in. At 6 o'clock, we'll begin about quarter till 6. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.